By the age of 5 or 6, he was living in a middle class suburb. But of course, that doesn't quite fit the image that he wants to give of himself. So I think, on the one hand, underneath it, in his life, there's far more formative things that he admits to. And a lot of things he does talk about actually are part of the sort of myth that this character is creating. The other thing just to say is his first job was in Bond Street working in an advertising agency. When he was 16, he left school. Worked in an advertising agency. It was quite a good advertising agency. But it's very funny because Andy Warhol did exactly the same thing. And the funny thing is, when you read Bowie's account of it, he said, oh, it's a completely wasted year, I hate it, and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, they always say that, but something has happened.
Exactly, but it was very interesting, because it was a period in the early 60s, you know, there'd been the Korean War, the previous decade, all these books coming out about, but, you know, the idea about how you manipulate, all those books about consumerism, the idea that, do you watch Mad Men? You know, but Mad Men is this series about Madison Avenue in the late 50s and early 60s. But it was that period, you know, when the idea of scientific advertising and the fact that you could sort of shape people's opinions. And I'm sure that's where he picked up loads of his ideas about how to do it. You know, it's like Warhol. You know, Warhol, you know. And I suppose the final thing is, and which I think is what really... is in 67 he met Lindsay Kent, the Derby, and he trained with him, and he really trained to become an actor. And the thing that there's massive books about Bowie, I don't know if it's about 60 or 70, but very, very few of them even talk about this. And I think it's fundamental that he learned how to act. You know, there's lots of people, you know, like Lady Gaga, you know, she thinks being an actress is putting on funny clothes and sort of, you know.
As one does,
but putting on clothes is only part of it. Bowie knows how to act, and what really I think is about being on the stage like that and saying, you know, this is Shanghai, and it becomes Shanghai. And that's, you know, very, very few other music performers have that sort of ability. And that is all part of the creation of the characters. I think he's, you know, the reason he's so unusual is that he's very unusual, if you know what I mean, in terms of his background. And also, he's got this phenomenal ability to cut himself off from people he's worked with and move on to, you know, when we were doing the exhibition, we didn't sort of met endless people.
You mean he's independent?
Yeah, you know, and his loyalty is to whatever he's doing next.